Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are. Welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and today I have with me my lovely co-host, Dawn. Hey, Dawn.
Hello, Pam. Hello, everyone.
Let's get some enthusiasm in that voice. We got a great guest on tonight.
I know, really. Oh, gosh. I've been so excited about this for everything we've done. So this is going to be a great show. And it's amazing because we already have a bunch of people in the chat room and people on the line. It's just incredible. So great show.
Yes, and now is the time we welcome her in.
Yes,
welcome, Mary Barrett, and she's a psychic medium, a certified hypnotherapist, a clairvoyant. I don't know everything. We're going to learn everything about her today. And any of our listeners out there, if you want to call in and speak with Mary, it's 1-718-506-1540. Make sure you press 1. That way we know to pick up the call. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Pam, it's been a long time in waiting here.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, to get on her show, I think it was like 2-year waiting period.
Oh, gosh.
Not quite. I think she exaggerates just a little bit.
But anyway, it's great being here, and I'm happy I'm here.
Thank you. Thank you. So why don't you tell us about yourself? Let's start anywhere you want to, whatever part of you that you want to start with.
Okay. Well, as you know, I'm a psychic medium. I do live psychic medium events. I go out into the audience, and I tell them if they have any messages from people who have passed. I do that on my own show. I also do this out at Spooky Empire down in Orlando, Florida. I've done it in Dixon City, Pennsylvania, Fort Worth, Texas. I'm about ready to go and do it for the Dead Winter Convention up in London, Kentucky in February. So I also hypnotize people. I also do past life regressions. If you go to YouTube and you put in my name, you will see where I've hypnotized some people and I've done past life regressions.
Oh, great. So we just put in Mary Barrett and it'll come up on YouTube?
Yeah. Yes. It does definitely come up there, and you can actually see me doing it. And the woman, Mandy Lee, she declared herself, and my kids declared her, the president of my fan club.
Oh.
Well, she's on my Facebook page, and I actually did a past life regression with her also. When we were down at Spooky Empire, and it's very interesting. I also
do people get freaked out, or are they calm when you do a past life regression or something? I mean, just how does that work exactly?
They just go under, and then we start talking. They can hear me, and they respond. And, you know, it's not like one of these that you see on TV where somebody's just trying to quack like a duck or hop like a bunny. You know, it's not that. It's you put them under where they can still hear and stuff, but you put the suggestions in their mind if they want to stop. Like with Mandy, she wanted to stop smoking, and I've told her she's going to slowly cut down on her smoking. And she wants to lose weight, so I put down, you know, she's going to eat healthy. And that's working with her. But then we did the past life regressions, and I don't think she'll mind me telling you, but she came out that she was 3 people in the past life.
Oh, neat.
Wow.
And her partner went ahead and videotaped it. So, you know, she has that all on tape. But I'll tell you, I hypnotized a couple of people with past life regressions, and 2 of them were children. And they told us everything, their name, where they died, when they died, what their age was, and how they died.
Oh,
and
good.
We went, well, actually it was 3 kids. We actually researched it on the internet and found out they gave us very good details because everything was true.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I can't even imagine. You know, I'm just thinking as you're talking, like, who could I have been, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing is, even though you're a woman now, you could have been a man or you could have, I don't know, can you be an animal or something in your past life?
You can be whatever, you know, you were. I believe that you could be. And, you know, it's very interesting to find out. Did you ever have deja vu?
Of course,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. There's two reasons for deja vu. And I talk about this in my book. Deja vu could be that you've been there before in another life and it seems familiar to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be the contract that you made with God that's showing you that you're on the right path.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, deja vu has a meaning. You just don't blow it off. The same when you have little children. Do you guys have children?
Yes.
Yes.
Did any of your children ever have imaginary friends?
Oh, yeah.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
My oldest daughter had imaginary friends, and, you know, all the time.
But you want to make a bet? Was not an imaginary friend? Children are portals. And what that means is when they're small, they have all these angels around them, all the people that have passed before that have attached themselves to them.
Oh, I believe in that.
Wow.
And they're there and they're playing with them. I had one I just read for somebody not too long ago, and I said, your daughter sits there and plays with an older gentleman and an older woman. And we went on, we were talking about that. And, you know, kids really can tell you a lot if you listen to them. And their imaginary friends are not so imaginary. The only thing that stumps me is my daughter always told me I have an imaginary friend called the blue teacher. I've never figured that one out, but I haven't looked too hard at that one either. But, no, it's very interesting the way a lot of this works.
I'm thinking back to my childhood. I don't remember talking to anybody. So do people, even children, close themselves off without even knowing it sometimes?
Yeah.
Some are just more susceptible, more open, and
some kids, you know, if they're not brought up in a psychic home, a lot of times they do close themselves off. Now, I was not brought up in a psychic home, and it was like, what's going on? I blew off a lot of things that I did and said.
Mm-hmm.
Until I was in my 30s, and a friend of mine said, hey, Mary, go buy yourself a pack of tarot cards and see if you could read. I didn't even need those tarot cards. I blew wide open.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I knew when my father had died. I knew when my neighbor had died. I knew everything, and I just did not put it two and two together, even though my mother used to go and see fortune tellers, as they were called back then.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we never put, you know, two and two together with me. So, yeah, you can suppress it, but if you're really meant to do it, it's not going to leave you.
And it'll just eventually come out somehow, some way. Something will trigger it.
Yes, yes. And you can't run from it either, because if they want you to do this and they want to tell you something, you cannot dodge it. Not at all. I know that, you know, every time if I'm reading for somebody and somebody's saying to me, they're talking to me, and then I've got somebody pushing me, tell her, or tell him. I'm like, no, leave me alone. Tell him. And it gets so strong that I'm like, oh, the hell with it. And I'll go ahead and tell them, you know. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. That's what I've been waiting for. And I did this reading for somebody yesterday, and my father was killed where a truck he fell out of a truck, and they were coming down a mountain, and the guy missed his turn and went over the mountain, and my father fell out.
Oh, wow.
And the truck landed on top of my father. Well, this woman I was reading for, I go, I was hoping this was the case. I said, did your father have a heart attack? Because he's telling me too heavy on his chest, too heavy. And she started crying. She said the car fell on top of him.
Aw.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, oh, my God. You know, and it just, there's a lot of things that I really don't want to say because I'm afraid of hurting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you've got to tell them. And I'm very blunt in my readings. I will tell people. But I also try to cushion the blow. Like if I feel a baby, I'm like, oh, God, here we go. It's usually the woman's either had an abortion or a miscarriage or a child that died.
Oh, wow.
And I don't want to come out and say it, but I also know my rule, you know. Tell them because they're meant to know, but try to be, you know, compassionate. Even though you don't want to tell them, it's kind of, you know, you've got to tell them.
Yeah.
And it's usually letting them know that their child is okay, which is very, very important for the person because they're usually worried about their child.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, I know that I don't consider myself psychic or anything by any stretch, but I have had experiences where someone close to me that has passed on, you know, I would feel like if they were trying to connect to me in some way just because things around me would happen that really had no real explanation other than within me. I just had this knowing that the person was trying to obviously connect to me. You know, it would make sense to no one else. But, you know, and if you told some people, they would probably look at you and go, but, you know, I wonder if that is kind of bordering on this a little bit or, you know, how do you actually know if you are, you know, if you have any of those abilities and gifts?
Well, you know what's really funny is I wrote two books because of this.
Mm-hmm.
My first book I wrote because I have got a master's degree and I almost have my PhD. Well, I have a master's certificate in abuse counseling, substance abuse counseling. Well, I was helping this woman in the church because her sister was an addict. So I was helping her. Well, she accidentally found out I was a psychic. So she told the minister, who proceeded to tell me to get the heck out of his church and don't come back.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
I got really mad, and I called the church I used to attend, and I told them what happened. He said, Mary, I believe you have a gift from God. And then I talked to this other minister who told me the same thing. So I got mad. I'm like, how dare that minister who's supposed to be a messenger of God himself turn around and tell me that I was not good and blah, 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 blah. So I wrote the book. And I do it in terms that people can understand. I tell them exactly like it's happened to me. Like knocking on the walls or lights flickering or hearing voices. My grandson turns around and he goes, I hear voices in my head. And my daughter's like, oh, my God, don't go to school and tell anybody that.
Yeah.
Because she does believe that he is psychic. She told me right out the other day, she says, Mary, those two boys, her two boys, follow me. And they are very psychic. But she doesn't want him going to school. Because they're going to say, oh, my God, he's schizo, you know? And it's like,
right.
Yeah.
That's not the truth. I mean, come on. But, yeah, they're not going to let you get away. If you're hearing noises and you're hearing voices, they're going to keep going until they get their message out to you.
Well, Don, I think you should talk about that part.
Don, well, I think that, do you mind if I read you a minute?
No, not at all.
Yes, she does. She's just going to be polite.
No,
she won't. Right. I'm very curious, and of course I would love for you to. So.
I do feel like you do have a lot of people around you. I also feel like there's an older man. I want to say he's like your grandfather, that they have a message for you, and they're telling me to tell you that you need to stop. You need to stop letting people take advantage of you, and you need to start putting your foot down. You also need to start listening to your own intuitive because, yes, they are trying to talk to you. They are trying to, oh, this message is coming really fast, and I know I talk fast. Okay. They are trying to tell you that you need to slow down and you need to start kicking some people in the butt because there are people that are taking advantage of you. And you are so very kind-hearted that you try to do whatever you can for people, and there are people who do not appreciate it, and they just keep taking and taking and taking and taking. And you keep giving and giving and giving. So they're not there when you need them, but you're always there when they need you. So you need to slow down and start thinking about yourself.
Okay, well, I don't have any idea who would be giving me that message, I do know that recently, well, in July of last year, I lost my boyfriend of over 2 years unexpectedly, and so, you know, I've had a lot of things occur since then that I know have to be him, but of late, within the last couple of weeks, I have been so exhausted, tired, I would be, like, literally falling asleep, sitting up. And as I'm dozing off, all of a sudden, it's like I hear all these voices in my ears, head area, and I wake up. And it's like, it's voices, I can't discern them. But I was talking to Pam about it the other night, and I said, have you ever had this happen? Because I know I'm not crazy. I don't know if it's there. I'm just so exhausted, I'm starting to drift off to sleep. Maybe I'm starting to dream. I don't know. And then, you know, how your body would just kind of subconsciously wake you up when you're sitting in these positions sometimes.
But so, no, that's, you know, their way. That's their way of getting in because you're so wound up that they can't get you any other way. So, they're waiting until that you are just about sleeping to get their message to you. You would be best to keep a pen and paper and try to write down what you can remember of their conversation.
Well, that's the thing. The most recent time it happened, I want to say a little over a week ago, and I just remember it was this lady's voice coming through really loud, but I could not. And then it was other voices, like everybody was talking at once. I have no idea what they were saying. I could not make out what they were saying. And I woke up, and it was just almost like when you wake up from a dream, and the first few seconds you have that recollection. But, you know, I have had dreams in the past where I read that if you ever have a dream and it stays with you months, years, decades later, that there was significance to that dream. It wasn't just a dream. There was someone obviously giving you a message, and I believe that. It was like a party. They were all talking, and I was like, but the one voice that really came through the most was a lady's voice, and it was kind of loud. As far as I know, it didn't sound like any kind of voice that I've ever heard in my real life. But that doesn't mean it's not. I mean, I've got people that have passed over, so it could be any number of people, actually. So I have no idea, but it was just kind of wild, you know. And it was kind of so
wild. She was
loud.
So
that's
wound up by
up.
It. She got a hold of me real quick on Skype, and she's like, tell me I'm not crazy.
No, and you know what you need to do? First of all, you need to lay down and relax and tell them to talk to you in English, because they may be talking to you in some other language that you don't understand, or it's that they don't know how to communicate to get across to you. Because I run into that problem. My ex-husband's grandmother, she started talking to me in Italian. And I'm like, whoa, I do not speak Italian. Talk to me in English. And somehow or another, it converts into English.
Oh, really?
Because she was from Italy, and she did not know English. And I get that from a lot of people that I speak with if they're from another culture. Their people start talking to me. Recently, somebody started talking to me in Portuguese. And I'm like, hold up, English. And then there's some people that have crossed over, and they're talking to you, but they don't know how to talk. Like, they're just, blah, 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 you know, instead of talking like we talk, they're getting garbled and stuff, and it's like, talk English. But, John, I really feel like this older man, he has significance with your father. To me, it feels like, no, hold on a minute, he's telling me your mother. It feels like it could be your grandfather. But all they're trying to do, the message, they're trying to tell you to calm down, stop letting people take advantage of you and take time for yourself and listen to them. That's all they're asking. That's all they're trying to get across to you, because they want to communicate with you. You have that door open to communicate with them.
Okay.
You have the ability.
okay.
You just have to relax yourself, almost kind of like a meditation, like right before you're ready to go to sleep. You just have to lay there and just, like when you're on the verge of going to sleep, that's how you need to feel very relaxed.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well,
maybe you should get some meditation tapes.
Well,
okay,
you know what?
Okay.
You really don't even need meditation tapes. All you need to do is just lay down, tell everybody to leave you alone, and just relax. Go from your head, tell yourself to relax, and take your parts. All right, brain, relax. Neck, relax. Arms, relax. Hands, relax. Fingers, relax. And go down your whole body. And then by the time you get down to your toes and you throw all that energy out, you should be relaxed enough that you should be able to hear them.
Wow.
That's cool. That's really neat. I will definitely try that. Definitely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, she'll be calling me at 3:00 in the morning. Guess what? I did it. Guess who talked to me?
You know, and you might not be able to do it right at the first time.
Yeah.
It could take you a little bit more, especially, you know, everybody says, some people go, I can't be hypnotized. Everybody can be hypnotized. And everybody can do what I just told you if they allow themselves to.
Yeah.
And would you also believe everybody's psychic too?
Yeah, I do.
I do believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe there are people, not everyone's open to it, or they don't realize that they are.
Right. Everybody's born psychic. It's just that they have to be open to it, and a lot of them, two of my children don't. They won't allow themselves to be. I have five, and three of them are, and two of them, like, I scared the crap out of my son because he was going overseas, and I said, look, you're going to meet this girl. She has strawberry blonde hair. Her name starts with an L, and I described the jumpsuits because they were both in the Air Force. I described the jumpsuits, and I said, the thing about it is you're going to meet out of country, and you guys are actually working close to each other here in the United States, but you're going to meet out of the country on a different airfield. It happened exactly like I said. So now my son won't even talk to me about that.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I don't believe it. I don't want to hear it. That's it.
Yeah.
And he won't even discuss it with me.
But that was a good thing. Why wouldn't he want to hear good things?
Because he's scared.
What?
Like a lot of other people who's afraid of the unknown.
Yeah.
I scare the crap out of him. And he won't even talk to me about this.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Now, the three other children that believe in it and allow themselves to, I guess, do they see this or listen to the spirits, hear the spirits, or do they do anything with it?
No, they don't read other people or anything like that. My daughter, my one daughter, she'll lay under the covers and tell them to go away.
Oh, no.
My other daughter, she's in the bathroom, and she'll pull the curtain closed because she'll say, they're in the bathtub, you know.
Oh,
she sees people walking through the walls and whatnot. And then my son, my other son, he tells me things that happen. And it's like, okay. He told me, he goes, Mom, you're going to go somewhere and you're going to meet these celebrities. And I'm like, hey, you're so full of crap. You know? And I did. I actually ended up in Spooky Empire, and I met Tyler Mane, who played in Nightmare. He played Mike Myers. And then I met Andres Jones, who was on Nightmare Elm Street 4. And, you know, I started meeting all these people, and he's like, you're even going to be on TV. Well, that hasn't happened yet, but it's kind of sort of in the works on that one. But there's been other things that he told me, and with going to Dead Winter Convention, there's going to be a bunch more celebrities there. And, yeah, I'm getting to where he told me I was going to be, and it's like, okay. So, yeah, they use it. Even my grandsons, my one now is 9. He moved up here to Tennessee with me when he was 2. And how it happened is I moved up here, and then my daughter and son-in-law and grandson came for a visit. So we went over to Memphis, and we were over at Elvis Presley's, and we got off the Lisa Marie plane. This two-year-old, he is so quiet, you didn't even know he was around. All of a sudden, he threw this biggest fit. My daughter didn't know what to do, so I picked him up, and I carried him down the stairs, and I said, all right, that's enough of this. He said, I'm going home, and I'm packing my toys, and I'm flying back up here.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Okay. 2 weeks later, he was on a plane coming back to Tennessee. They moved up here.
Oh, wow.
And
so he knew it.
Yeah. Well, another time we were in North Carolina, and we all got out of the car except for him, and we were looking for my grandmother's grave, and he started screaming. We went running into the car. I mean, we could see him. We were only like maybe 10 feet away from the car.
Right.
And he starts screaming, and he said, that boy, he ran in the woods. He just slapped me across the face.
Oh, my.
He had this big hand mark across his face. He could not have done it himself.
Gosh. Oh, my goodness.
And I'm going to tell you one more thing. We were in the North Carolina mountains like a couple years later. And his
now you're
was
hitting on Dawn's area. Okay, go ahead.
I have family in Hickory and Lincolnton, just to let you know.
Oh,
but
wow.
My father had died in Morganton. We were coming from Cherokee over into Gatlinburg. And I had my grandson, and I had two of my daughters and my other grandson there. Well, his mother was not with us. She had stayed home with my other grandson. We were driving at 10 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden my grandson says, I see cops. Well, what do you do when you have a kid say, oh, I see cops? I slow down, and I start looking for these cops.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He said, there's cops all over the place. He goes, nobody was wearing seatbelts. And I'm like, oh, shoot. My 15-year-old, which she was like maybe about 11, 12, she started freaking out. Because here it's dark, and here he's describing my father's accident.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
A grandfather he did not even know, because my father died when I was 14 years old.
Oh,
wow.
So he was describing an accident that happened 30-some years earlier.
Unbelievable.
And then he turned around, he looked at my daughter in a voice. Now, we're talking about a four-year-old. He looked at my daughter, he goes, don't worry, Nikki. I won't say any more.
Oh. So he's eight now or something?
He's nine.
Does he still do these things?
He'll only tell us what he wants us to know. And that's how he's always been. But his little brother, who's four, sat at my breakfast nook, looked at me. He says, Granny, I see ghosts.
Okay.
And he described somebody that I knew.
Thing?
Well, I said, you do who you see. And then he described a guy to me that I knew. And I was like, I looked at my daughter. I go, yep, he's doing it now, too.
Wow.
Yeah. So kids are portals, but kids also, all kids have this ability. It just depends on how they work it and how much of their ability they have, because I don't think that everybody's got the same amount of abilities, no matter how hard they work at it. It's like, and I really hate to say this, but it's like a talent. Some people could play the piano a little bit. Some can play it very, very well.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I guess I'll have to pay attention to my 2 and 3-year-old G-sons and see if they start talking about anything, and then I'll know, because I always feel like my mother's here all the time. So.
You have a lot of people around you, too. And actually, I feel like, do you notice when you have little kids in your house how more activity you have, especially after they leave?
I don't think I really ever paid attention to that, so maybe I should start.
Yeah, start paying attention to that, because that is your key right there.
Yeah, I know when it's really quiet in the house, I kind of feel it more, but I never noticed after they leave, so I'll have to pay attention. They're here today, so today would be a good time to start that.
Yeah.
And when they start talking, listen to them. Even ask some questions.
What kind of questions would I ask them?
that they see somebody else there around you guys. And okay. if they say, yeah, there's a man over there that looks like this or a woman that looks like that, pay attention.
I'm going to have to because you think it's probably somebody I know, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. I'll have to ask them and see. They're pretty good talkers, so that would be interesting to find out.
I would warn I would warn their mother and dad what you're going to do because...
Oh, heck no.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, I make a bet with you that they do see and they talk and they play.
Yeah. They, you know, usually play together or play by themselves in separate rooms or something. But I've just got to start paying more attention. That's it.
Right.
You know, you usually, if they're quiet and they're playing nice, you usually don't pay as much attention to them. It's when they get loud and start getting in stuff, that's when you, you know, like, oh, gosh, what are they doing now?
And if they're talking to somebody that you cannot see, chances are they can, and you may want to ask them who they're talking to.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And let them describe that person.
Definitely. Well, you get ready for that, Dawn, because you have that seven-month-old grandson of yours.
Yeah, I know. And as you were talking, Mary, one thing that came to mind. Now, I have a beagle. He's a male beagle. And he goes through these spells where he barks, like mm-hmm. this evening is one of those examples. But he goes through spells where he will bark like he's barking at something. And I'm talking like, it's not the usual let me in the house bark, I'm hungry bark, or, you know, this, that, or that. It's, you know, it's a very urgent bark. And sometimes he can be in the house, and everything can be quiet, and he can perk up like he hears something. There's nothing going on outside, and it's almost like he sees something. And, you know, and I just wonder, you know, I know animals tend to have that sixth sense. Is that an indicator that when he does things like that, just kind of on the fly and unexpected, that there is someone in the house, you know, like, you know, spirit or ghost?
You know, somebody in here, Grav Fan, is also asking the same question about cats staring at walls and ceilings. They see what we, well, they see what a person cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say what we can't see, but I see them, so.
Right.
Yeah.
But, and you know, it's really funny because half the time I don't even pay attention to them. My daughter's walking down the hall and all of a sudden she walked right through somebody and it freaked her out. But usually when animals do something like that, they're seeing something that you're not seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they bark at them, is that to tell them to go away or they're acknowledging them?
They're acknowledging.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
They're definitely acknowledging.
Okay. Because I wondered, my dog does that sometimes too, especially my female, and I think it's because... her and I are, like, joined at the hip, and so she'll jump on top of me if I'm laying in bed, and she'll start barking. So I don't know if she's trying to protect me from something or what she's doing, but I'm looking around like, what did you see? What did you hear? I don't see anything. Be quiet, you
yeah.
know?
Right, right. But that's how they are, you know? They want people to... the animals want people to know that there's a energy there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their way of letting you know.
Oh, well, that's good. Then I won't yell at her anymore.
You know,
or dogs
get
in trouble for nothing.
Oh, no,
yeah.
That's right.
No.
Well,
go ahead. No, that's just their way of letting them know. You know, letting you all know that there's somebody there.
Okay. Before we got on air, we were talking about, I'm sorry, you said Reiki, right?
Right.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and explain to everybody what that's about?
Reiki's like healing, and it's a really, really good healing part of a person because, like, if... are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I heard a click and I thought, uh-oh. What happens is, like, I'll look at somebody and I'll work from their head down to their toes. I'll tell them if their neck is sore, their head is sore, or their back or whatever, and I'll do like a massage inside and loosen them all up and stuff. And it works. In the chat room here, Jordan is saying that they've had Reiki done on the hip and it was immediate relief for a while. And like I told you when the show first, right before it started, David, I did it with his significant other and his partner, and it worked right. It calms you down. It makes you feel better. It takes the pain away or, you know, the tightness away. It really works.
Well, I know definitely that I could use the Reiki and I could use the hypnotizing. I have a question about that, though. Many years ago, I had gone to a hypnotist to lose weight and to quit smoking. I didn't do either. So how do you know if you're hypnotized and if that really worked? I could not tell when I walked out of there if it had taken effect or not.
Well, first of all, the person has to be open to it, to the suggestion.
Well, I thought I was, but seems like maybe I wasn't.
If you really don't want to quit smoking or quit eating, it's not going to work. Like I told you, I did it with Mandy Leash, and she told me that she went from a pack to a pack and a half a day down to maybe a half a pack a day. She cut down significantly. And she said her eating, I had put the suggestion in that she wouldn't eat after 7 o'clock. She said she's not even hungry at night anymore, and she used to always eat at night.
Wow.
So if you're open to it, and also to tell you the truth, it depends on the hypnotist. And I'm not cutting anybody down. Let's get that straight right up.
Right, right.
But I've had people call me, even with psychics, and doing wishes. I had this one woman call me up, and she says, Mary, I contacted this psychic who told me that they could do this wish for me to make this guy come back to me. And she said, I paid $1,800 for it.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, you know what happened to that $1,800 and that wish? She said, yeah, it went right out the window. I said, yes. I said, because that's bull crap. Reiki could be do over the phone. It could be done over the phone. I want to make that clear because somebody in the chat room was saying that if you're in person and do it all day, you shouldn't have to do it all day.
Mm-hmm.
And before I did with Mandy, she had tried to be hypnotized before and it did not work. I wish she was here so she could talk to you guys about
it.
But she's on my Facebook and she'll be on my show tonight too if you guys want to come and ask her this. But if you're open to it and you trust the person, it should work.
Mm.
And you can actually put suggestions in your own mind. If you get to the point, like where I told you, go from relax yourself to you're just about to the point you can't even move, you can put that suggestion in your mouth, in your mind also, and tell yourself, I will not smoke, or I will lose weight, or I won't eat so much, or whatever you want to do. And it really works.
Well, maybe I'll have to try some of that then. Now, I know you said Reiki can be done over the phone, but being hypnotized, that can't be done over the phone, can it?
I have not done it over the phone. I will not do it over the phone because you never know what you're going to run into.
Okay. Okay.
And I've been asked if I would do past life over the phone, and that's a big no because you never know how that person is going to react.
Yeah, and if they disconnect from the phone, that could not be good then, right? Before you're done or?
All hypnotizing is being in a deep relaxation.
No, I mean for the past life.
Yeah, I the first time I ever did it, I did it on somebody and it's up on YouTube too. It was back in June and I did it on a man and he was going, and I'm like, what? And he goes, Eric. And I'm like, oh, God. I jumped back, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God. And he goes, Eric. I'm Eric. And he scared the crap out of me. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. Well, then he started sobbing, and I'm like, oh, my God. What happened was his girlfriend took their baby and walked out on him.
Oh.
So I had to bring him out of it.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And then when I brought him out of it, he says, oh, that did not feel good. And I'm like, okay. Mm. But then we put him under again, and he ended up being another guy. And he was okay. But I would not do a past life regression over the phone. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Won't even do the hypnotizing really over the phone. It's better to do it in person. But I am certified in both, just to let you know.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you do spirit guides?
Well, yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering. I had that done a long time ago, too, and I don't know if I believed or didn't believe. I was kind of in the middle, but I had been going to this one psychic for many years that I truly believed in, and she offered many different services, and that was one of them I had taken up with her. And when she did it, I got a spirit. There was actually a few spirit guides, I guess, and one was a white tiger, and another one was a girl, and I can't think of her name right now. There was a little boy named Jamie, and she explained to me like what each one of them did for me. So, but I mean, I saw myself on a mountaintop, like if Sedona, Arizona, you know, that type of the red mountain type area, and in a cave, and I saw her dad, and I mean, it was just, I think her name was Mary, Maria, that was her name, Maria, my other spirit guide. So, but that's so many years ago. My gosh, that has to be at least 20 years ago. And I paid attention for quite a long time, but then after that, you know, you get busy with life and you forget those things. And I
right.
just thought about it now.
Yeah, there are so many people that have spirit guides around them. I pretty much do everything. The only thing that I do have a problem with that, well, I don't have a problem with it, I don't really do is auras. And I'm sure they'll open me up to auras, but I started seeing them in June, but I don't do them very often. And
mm-hmm.
it's not because I've never actually looked into doing them because I get all this other stuff thrown at me that I just... You know, I take it as it comes. What I'm being shown is what I do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I'm meant to see an aura, they're going to show me an aura. Otherwise, I'm like, you know, whatever. You know, I take it in stride because I never know. I never
yeah.
know what's going to come out of my mouth. I never know what, you know, I'm going to see. I don't know. You know, a lot of times, like I was talking to my cousin, and I started talking to her about something. And then she said something, and I'm like, huh? And she's like, well, you just told me da-da-da-da. And I'm like, I did? And I'm like, okay, then I guess it's going to happen, you know? Because I never know. It just pops up, and it's like, okay. So I just take things with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm. Well, you probably
yeah.
have to at this point.
Yeah. And it's like, okay. But
Don wanted to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I didn't know she was furry, so I didn't want to interrupt. I was just going to ask you. I hit a deer last week coming in from work one day, and you know I'd never hit a deer before. But I drive this country road on my commute home from work, and the deer just appeared out of nowhere. It was right in front of my vehicle, and so it did some damage on my front left fender and. I am just still amazed that, one, my vehicle didn't get damaged any more than it did. It did about $1,600 worth of damage. I have to have it fixed. But the fact that I wasn't harmed, I've heard so many horror stories about people hitting deer, especially in North Carolina. You know, they're crazy prevalent this time of year. Everywhere you turn, you see them all over the road where they've been hit. But I couldn't help but wonder if maybe I had, you know, a guardian angel or something around me that kind of, you know, prevented that accident from being worse than it could have been. As a matter of fact, when I got past the deer, I'd hit him, and my vehicle, you know, I was still drivable and everything, and I looked in my rear view, and I saw that deer nowhere. It was really a split-second moment, but it almost seemed surreal for me. If I had not had the damage to my vehicle, it would have almost seemed like it didn't really happen.
Right.
So it was really kind of odd. You know, it was just the most bizarre thing. It's not that it wouldn't be uncommon to see a deer on that route and from work, but it was just the way it happened for me that seemed so, you know, seemed a little bit surreal. What do you think about that?
I think basically that you do have a lot of angels around you, and, you know, I just think it was something that happened, and it was something that you needed just to forget about, not worry about, and it was also their way of letting you know that the deer was okay. I don't feel like you did very much damage at all.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Well, that's
and just,
good.
Just to let you know, my ex-husband hit a deer the other night, too, on a highway, and then a lot of people hit deer, and usually they're, you know, the deer's gone. They're dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing you can do for them. But I think it was just to reassure you that, you know, everything is fine.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. That's
you,
good.
You've got a lot of good stuff around you, and you have a lot of people around you, too. You know, a lot of spirits that are very good and that are trying to be there for you, which is
mm-hmm.
really good.
Well, that's good to know. It's always good to have the good ones on your side, you know.
Right. They just want you to be able to relax and accept what they have to say.
Okay. All right. Well, I would definitely take heed to that.
Well, I think that maybe we should start taking some calls because we do have quite a few calls on hold. Are you ready, Mary?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. The first one is going to be Tony from Cleveland. Say hi to Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi, Tony. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Just wanted to update you. I took my mom to Brooklyn the day Sandy hit. Remember my stepdad, the divorce thing going on?
Okay.
So it was surreal. Dropping my mom off in a disaster zone, but I knew she'd be safer there than in Cleveland.
He's one of my regulars, just to let
okay.
you know him, Don. Okay, go ahead.
My question's about work. Funny thing happened on the way to New York during the hurricane. I got a call about a job, so I started it the Monday after.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there, it's been 2 weeks now. So just wanted to see what you saw, if this is a permanent type of thing or is this just a stepping stone to another position?
Both. It could be permanent if you want it, but I also feel like something better is coming for you.
Okay.
Not right away, but it's going to, you know, it's going to take time. Patience. But I do want to ask you a question, though, about your mom. Is everything okay?
Yeah. She's got a court date for the divorce hearing.
But she's out of his touch, right?
Yeah. She's out of there. We got the gun taken away. It was like the nick of time timing. He just got home when the policeman and my mom were pulling away. So it was kind of funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good. Good. I'm really glad. As you know, last time we talked, I was really concerned, especially when you said he had guns and stuff. So,
yeah, turns out he's got a friend on the local police force too. So that's not a good thing.
No, but I do feel like, as I told you the last time we talked, that she was going to be okay, and I really feel like she's going to get out of the situation, and she's going to be okay in New York. And you're going to be okay with your job. And I think I told you there was a job coming for you, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, I did.
It's gonna be a stepping stone, but I don't. Yeah, it's gonna be your choice, is what I'm gathering here.
Okay, great. It just feels like. See, here's the funny part: the people that the head guy at the company that I'm at just came from a company that I'm interested in going to. Just wondering if there's some kind of interplay going on here.
I'm not sure I understand because I'm seeing as you're talking. Would you mind repeating that? I'm sorry. It took me out of the realm here because it's showing me something else, and I'll explain that to you in a minute, but I lost all hearing. Go ahead.
Okay, there's a large company called SwageLock where the executive from the company that I'm at now came from six mm-hmm. months ago. And SwageLock is a company I'm kind of interested in, but they're just now getting the machines that I'm pretty good at.
Stepping stone. I'm hearing stepping stone. And then when you were talking to me before, it took me totally out of that. So, yes, that's going to help you. You're going to be able to go ahead and go with that company. Where you are at right now is a stepping stone.
Okay, great. Great.
You're not going to lose your job as because of the economy or because of anything you do wrong or they don't like you or whatever. When you decide, when you leave, it's going to be because you decided to leave. And I feel like there's somebody there that's going to help you lift up your foot and go higher, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it actually makes a lot of sense now that I know the players, so to speak, in this company and where they came from.
There's two guys here, and this is what, when you were talking, I went blank. Because what I was seeing was two guys standing there talking back and forth, and you're in the background. So they're talking about you, and yes, they are bringing you up. So
that's funny, because there's the main guy, and he brought over one of his programmers that I just met and talked to about the situation. So, yeah, two guys for sure.
Okay, so there you go. You just got your confirmation.
Great, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and we'll talk to you later. And come over to my show because I'm doing a psychic medium event tonight in the chat
room. Yeah, I got kind of confused. Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.
Good night. Thanks for calling, Tony. Before we go to the next caller, why don't you tell everybody, our listeners, where your event is, the link and that, and I can put it in the chat room.
Okay. If you go up on my if you go up on my Facebook, the link is already up there, Pam.
Okay.
But I also have a Blog Talk Radio show called Psychic Talk with Mary Barrett, and it's at 8:00 Central Time tonight.
Okay.
And I'm going to do the psychic medium event where I go out into the audience and I tell them who's there and what they have to say. And I did not know how Blog Talk worked because I told a guest that they had somebody there and I was waiting for the guest to confirm. When I realized that the guests in the chat room cannot comment back. So if you want to participate, please make yourself known and not as a guest.
Okay. Okay. That makes a lot of sense, so that'll help you out a lot. I will go ahead and get the link, but let's go ahead and take the next call. I have Candy in Southern California. Go ahead and say hello to Mary.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
We've got a rainy day here in SoCal, but we're happy for the wet.
Yeah, I heard on my Facebook it's raining there in California. So what can I do for you today?
I'd like to know about a house move coming up for us, whether that's going to eventuate, and just have a look into money and career, those areas in particular.
Okay. You know, with you, I feel there's a lot of changes coming between 2013 and 2014. I do see there will be a move for you.
Mm-hmm.
I also see all areas of your life will be changing. There's a lot of different changes coming. They're going to be fast, then they're going to slow down, and then they're going to speed up again. So things are going to come up in steps for you, too. Money is going to be erratic because one minute it's going to be there, and the next minute it's going to be, oh, how am I going to do this? I don't have the money. But the money will always be there for you when you need it.
Okay, good to know.
So you've got a lot of changes coming. Just be prepared. When 2013 comes, it's going to start off a little bit slow, but then all of a sudden you're going to be running. And that's going to go all the way through to 14, the end of 14. There's going to be so many different changes coming for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's been a bit of a hard slug for me. I'm a Libra, and Saturn has been in my sitting on my head the past 2 years. So
I'm a Libra too.
So you know what I'm talking about. It's nice that Saturn has gotten off, but I haven't seen the real manifestation of whatever that is yet to show me because I'm very good at following the signs.
Yeah, but let me tell you, and I'm not into astrology at all, but I do want to let you know that we are in a Mercury retrograde until the end of November. So the Mercury retrograde makes everything go haywire, from phones to computers to people's tempers to their personalities. It changes a lot of different things.
Yeah, we have to reconsider, revalue, so we can realign all of those things. But do you see it, you said it's going to start off slowly, but do you see maybe by February or is it late January?
Oh, yeah. No, I think by the end of January, you're going to have an eye that things are going to be going on and you're going to fly. So, yeah, by the middle to the end of January, you'll know just that you're going to be hit by a speeding train and hold on.
Mary, I can't wait. I have my own blog talk radio show. I'm a healing practitioner, an angel practitioner. It's Angel Healing House Radio on Blog Talk Radio, and this is my year. So I think I'm really going to not know what hit me. As be careful what you ask for, because when it comes in, it's going to be like a freight train.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for the confirmation, and you're doing an absolutely wonderful job.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Okay, next up we have Eric in Virginia. Go ahead, Eric.
Hello.
Eric?
Hello.
Oh.
How are you doing?
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just curious to see, I guess, change in my future and in terms of relationship or career, whatever you see.
Okay, let me have your first name, age, and your location.
Okay, Eric. I am 44, and I'm a Scorpio. I'm a Libra. I'm a Libra Scorpio, so to speak, and I am in Virginia.
I see some travel coming up for you. Do you travel at all for, like, work or anything like that?
Less for work, more for pleasure.
Okay. Because I'm seeing that there's going to be a trip coming, a couple different trips for you in 2013. I also see you by water. One of these trips is going to be by water. I don't know if you're planning on going to the beach or not, but I feel like there's going to be water trips. I also feel like, I have to say, next year for pleasure trips, you're going to take quite a few of them because I'm seeing mountains and I'm seeing water. I'm also seeing that you're going to go through a lot of personal changes. It's going to be like cleaning out your closet and bringing in the new. Some friends that you have, you're getting rid of and you're bringing in new friends. Do you like water sports or do you like going to the beach?
I like being around water. I'm not a super beach person, but I do like water.
You do a lot of thinking around water, though, too.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I don't do astrology.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But, I mean, I just barely skid by. That's one other thing that I don't do is astrology. But I have a friend who does, so I call her when I need to. But I just see you doing a lot of thinking around the water. There's going to be a lot, and I may even want to say that you may go on a cruise because I'm seeing you an awful lot by water.
Maybe I might move to the water. That sounds nice.
I don't feel like it's going to be a move. I just feel a lot of thinking by water. And it doesn't even have to be like the beach or anything. It could be a lake or something. I just feel you're going to be by the water a lot.
Is it because I'll be with a, will there be a special lady with me?
I see a lot of just you. A lot of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're going to be fine, though. I don't feel relationship-wise, it's going to be towards the end of next year before you get into a semi-permanent relationship.
Okay. So obviously there's some sort of changes that will need reflection.
Yeah, and I think that's what you're going to be thinking about. Like I said, you're going to be clearing out your so-called house of friends and, you know, bringing in new ones and not letting the, you know, the old ones who try to come back in again, because you're going to go forward. You're not going to go back.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, yeah, because some of them have caused problems for me in the past.
Yeah, you're going forward. It would be really bad for you to go backwards.
I will keep my eyes out.
There you go. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much, and I look forward to all this traveling then.
All right. Well, you take care.
Thank you,
Eric.
Take care. All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next up we have Anna in New Jersey. Say hello, Anna.
Hello.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Thanks. What could I do for you?
Well, I'd also like to see what you have, if you have something, any type of relationship for me coming into my life.
When was your last relationship and the person's first name?
His name was Andrew. It was a while ago.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not seeing anything for you right now. I do see a player coming towards you, so you're going to need to be very, very careful. But I don't think he's going to stay in the realm very long. And I have to say probably around mid-2013 before you find somebody that you will go in a relationship for. I do see an engagement for you in around 2014.
Uh-huh.
But up until then, I'm not really seeing anything really major for you.
Okay. Do you know who it's with?
I'm getting initial J around you. But they're telling me you'll know when you meet him. Until right now, and I feel like you're going to meet him through a friend. I don't think that it's going to be on the computer or any dating services.
Okay.
Just
well,
be
nice.
Careful about that player, though. That's what you're going to have to be very careful about.
Okay. Could it be somebody that's from my past?
No.
No, okay.
This is going to be somebody totally new.
Okay. All right. That sounds good to me.
Well, good luck, okay? And honestly, be careful.
Okay. There's a lot of them out there. That's fine.
All right. Well, you take care, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in, Anna.
Thank you.
So I'm going to go ahead and take...
Pam, hang on a second. There's Annie in the chat room. You have a couple questions in there. Annie's in the queue, and she's asking you a question. Do you want to go ahead and read that?
Okay. I just need to call in. Oh, wait.
Oh, okay.
Well, she didn't really ask the question. She just said she was in queue waiting and that she needs to wait for somebody.
I'll catch it. Hold on.
And Jordan wants to know how long the show is tonight.
We'll be wrapping up shortly. Usually we just do an hour, so we're only going to take one or two more calls. I would suggest anybody that wants to speak with Mary, you know, you can join her at her show later on. And that's at 8 o'clock Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk as well.
Okay, she says thank you.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take Pasha in California. Go ahead and say hello.
Hi, Mary, how are you doing? Hi, Mary, how are you doing?
Hi, good, how are you?
Hi, I'm one of your regulars on your show.
I know you are. I saw your name and I told them before the show started. I saw you in the chat room.
I want to know what you see as far as a relationship for me.
Okay. I feel ups and downs and chaos with you with relationships. Let me have your partner's first name and how long it's been.
His first name is Andre, and it's been for 6 months it was on and off. So now we're kind of like, but we still go like on and off every now and then.
Yeah, I'm getting on and off, chaos, back and forth, not wanting to commit, wants to play games, promising you, and then backing out. Hun, it's up to you. You got to decide if you want to take the bull by the horns and tell him to get moving and meet somebody new, or if you want to keep playing his game.
Okay. Is this possibility for me to reunite with an ex-lover?
I feel you need to go forward.
Okay.
I need you to go. I think, you know, you need to go forward because going back, you know, they're all – where you're concerned, they're an ex for a reason. And instead of going backwards, you need to go forward.
Okay.
Remember, every time he comes in, he messes up your energy.
Okay.
So you need to clear out and go, you know, decide if you want to go forward or, you know, keep going the same cycle you're doing because he's not going to change and get serious here.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Pasha. You have a good night.
All right, Tasha, we'll see you later.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And before I take the last call, I wanted to say that you can call in to Mary's show tonight at 1-818-572-8042 on Blog Talk, and it's Mary Barrett Psychic Medium event on Blog Talk. So just look for that link I put in the chat room. And anybody else that goes on Blog Talk, you can just look up her name and pull up her show. All right, and last call we're going to take is David in Tampa. Go ahead, David.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, David.
I think
David.
She knows him.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, I
long
read
time
for... I know David. Hey, David.
Hi there. Mary, my question is this. I've been waiting for something to come in the mail, very important to me. Do you see when that will arrive by any chance?
I'm getting a delay, and I
okay.
have already talked to Daniel about this. It'll be there.
Uh-huh.
It's just a
uh-huh.
delay coming.
Okay, so be patient, right?
Be patient, yes.
Okay, are we looking like after the holidays possibly or before?
I hate timing. You know that.
Yeah.
I'm getting it's possibly around Christmas time.
Okay.
It's coming. Just be very, very patient.
Be patient. Okay, I sure will. Thank you so much.
And just to let you know, I don't know if he told you or not, but I'm planning on coming to Michigan, so I will definitely be there with you guys.
Wonderful. We're very excited.
So, yeah, and I'm hoping to get down to Tampa, too, but he'll tell you about that, too.
Thank you, Mary.
All right, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Okay, and anybody that wants to check out Mary's website, too, go to marybarrett.org, and she has on there, you know, for her private readings, her books, her live events, anything you need to know, I'm sure they can contact you there. Yeah, I see a contact button, so they can contact you there as well. And join her show tonight then at 8 Central. And like I said, call in 1-818-572-8042. There's going to be a chat room. Make sure you join the chat room. And who knows, you might be one of the people she picks to talk to. Well, Mary, it was wonderful speaking with you today, and I'd love to have you back sometime later. I know you're very busy, but we'd love to have you back.
And I'd love to come back, Pam, and I want to ask you to come on my show, too, because I know that you do a lot of celebrities on your show, and it would be really nice because a lot of my listeners are with the soaps that you do have people from on your show, and I think that they would like to hear about them. And I saw that you had Robin Strasser on your show the other day, which was like, wow. So
yeah.
we were
blown away by that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I have a feeling she's a very, very nice woman. So, but
she is.
I would
funny.
I would definitely like to have you come on, you and Don come on, and you can tell us all about, you know, the people in real time. I know a lot of people, like I've had Tanya Walker from General Hospital One Life to Live on my show, and people's like, oh, my God, you know. And I even now I get that reaction. Like I'll call a person back, and they're like, oh, my God, Mary Berry, oh, my God, you're actually calling me. I had this one woman totally freak out on me. So I think it would be really good if you come on and tell, you know, the people that these celebrities are just regular people.
They're people, yeah.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people
don't
realize.
I have to tell you real quick, we had Eric Braeden on last night.
Yep.
And he's such an icon in the industry, you know, not just soaps, of course, Young and the Restless, but and he's done films and that. We were so nervous to do this show last night. I was so freaking out. I kept telling Dawn, I'm going to make you the host and I'm going to be the co-host. I can't do this. I can't do this. And we could have listened to him all night long. Oh, my gosh. There is so much more to Eric Braeden than Victor Newman.
Yeah.
You have no idea. The man is
phenomenal.
A history lesson in itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure. Brilliant man. Brilliant.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, when Tanya Walker first called me, because she was the first on TV celebrity that I had on my radio show, and it was like, is this really her? Or somebody playing a gag on me, you know? But then when I started listening to her voice, she had called me at my office, and I'm like, holy cow, it really is her. And, you know, I don't get starstruck. I talk to celebrities because they put their pants on the same way we put the ours on, one leg at a time. So, but I'll tell you, the best kick I had was when I had that woman call me, and then I called her back, and she acted like I was Elvis Presley that just walked into her living room.
Oh, wow.
Like, people always act like this, and even, like, Mandy Leach, like I told you, she's the president of my fan club. You know, when she first started talking to me, she said she hung up with me, and she called her mom, and she was freaking out. And she said, when I go to Spooky Empire, I'm going to totally fall at your feet. And I'm like, listen, Mandy, I am just the person. And that's what a lot of people need to realize that these celebrities are. So, yeah, I need you to come on my show to tell the people this.
Yeah,
so we'll
be happy to do that.
Sure. We'll talk and we'll set up a time and a date where you two can come on there.
That would be great. And just so you know, I found you because you were on Tanya's show and I spoke with you for a minute.
Right. Yeah, I've been on her show a few times also.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, that's wonderful. We'll connect afterwards, you know, in a couple days or so when you have time and I have time, and we'll set up a date. Dawn and I have Dawn actually has her own show as well, but she plays music by independent artists, which we call indies. So between our two schedules with her helping co-host, you know, we get kind of busy. But we'll work it out. We'll do it.
Okay,
yes, we will definitely make time for it.
Okay, great. All right, well, then thank you so much for having me, and I hope to see you tonight on my show.
Definitely. I'll stop in the chat room. Thanks a lot, Mary. You have a good night, and God bless you.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was fun.
Yes, it was. Yes,
that
it was.
Fun.
Very, very informative and very interesting, no doubt. She is... gosh, I mean, just amazing, all the things that she can, you know, do, and she's so spot on. So I really would like to know who that older gentleman was that she was referring to. It has to be one of my grandfathers, I imagine, but Yeah, so maybe I'll know before too long. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah, and start doing that meditating and then also kick those people to the curb that are on your back for leeches.
Yeah, I know. Oh, gosh.
You got anybody in mind off the top of your head, you know, that you wondered about? Well, maybe it's that time. So.
Yeah, I know, isn't that the truth? Gosh.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to thank all the listeners tonight for joining us, and sorry for the calls that we couldn't get to, but we will definitely have Mary back again. And follow us on Twitter at Take2Radio, and that's the number 2. Dawn is at Dawn Take2Radio, and our website is take2radio.com. Yeah, .com. We have our past interviews on there as well as our upcoming guests that we have. So check that out often. We are also on Facebook. There's many ways to follow us on Blog Talk, and you'll be notified of each upcoming guest when it's coming. They'll notify you and let you know. So thanks again for joining us tonight. Dawn, you want to give any last words?
Well,
for
tonight. I'm just going to mirror what you said, and thank you everyone for being here and joining us. It was a great interview with Mary Barrett, and so just keep checking, follow us on Twitter, follow us at our website. You'll be able to see who's coming on the show, so which we're very excited about some of the guests we have coming, and it's been a great week, Pam. Happy one week anniversary.
Speaking of which, we'll give a shout out for tomorrow's guest. Tomorrow's guest is going to be Michael Damian, and you'll know him from Young and the Restless, but he's also a director, a writer, a singer. He's multi-talented, and he will be on our show tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's 5 p.m. Central and 3 p.m. Pacific. So you can always call in at 1-718-506-1540, press 1, and speak with Danny from Young and the Restless or Michael Damian from his other projects.
There you go.
So, okay, everybody, good night. God bless, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
All right. Take care, everyone. Good night.
Good night, Dawn.
Good night, Pam.